Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. and South Korea are considering expanding joint military exercises around the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that's one announcement from President Biden's visit to Seoul, where he met with South Korea's new president today.
These military exercises are something that former President Donald Trump had curtailed when he tried to pursue a friendship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But President Biden is in Asia on a mission to restore traditional alliances with like-minded countries.
President Yoon and I committed to strengthening our close engagement and work together to take on challenges of regional security, including addressing the threat posed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Biden did not rule out the possibility of meeting North Korea's leader, but said it would depend on whether he was sincere and serious. The president's next stop is Tokyo, where he'll be launching a new economic framework for the region. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Seoul.
Russia is claiming complete victory over Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol as the last defenders leave the steel plant after months of relentless Russian attack. NPR's Anya Kamenets reports Ukraine's president is giving new details on the long-running siege.
Throughout the nearly three-month siege, soldiers and civilians hiding underneath the massive factory complex formed a small knot of resistance against the Russian invasion. This week, those that remained under the plant were evacuated. Many soldiers were bused to Russian-controlled territory and registered as prisoners of war. Speaking on Ukrainian television Friday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, "Every soldier has now been given permission to leave by commanders." And he confirmed that, quote, "a very large number of pilots had died on missions to bring supplies to Azovstal and evacuate the wounded." Anya Kamenets, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is in western Montana today, marking the return of a national bison range to tribal members. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Salish and Kootenai tribes earlier this year officially took control of the bison range. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service took the land from the tribe's reservation in northwest Montana in the early 1900s to maintain dwindling bison herds. The tribes will now manage the preserve for the public. Haaland, who is the first Native American Interior Secretary, signed off on the move earlier this year as part of a water rights settlement passed by Congress. Haaland is scheduled to speak Saturday afternoon alongside other federal and state officials celebrating the return of the land to the tribes. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
New York State officials say a person in New York City has tested positive for the virus that causes monkeypox. You're listening to NPR News. There's no chance of a Triple Crown winner, as the middle jewel in the Triple Crown is run in very hot temperatures today. Epicenter remains the favorite in today's 147th running of the Preakness in Baltimore, with Secret Oath next and Fenwick's popular with Long Shot for bettors. The temperature is in the low 90s and could be higher when the horses enter the starting gate. But Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike isn't running today after his owner decided more rest is needed before the Belmont Stakes in New York next month. The Houston Zoo has started to vaccinate its animals against COVID-19. Houston Public Media's Haya Panjwani reports it required a robust research process.
After consulting numerous studies and researchers, the Houston Zoo says animals could potentially get the virus if an infected individual was less than 6 feet away from them. That's why they've started to administer the vaccine to some of their mammals. Here's Kevin Hodge, the vice president of animal programs, who says they only made this decision after consulting numerous research studies.
There was a study done on the animals that are most susceptible to getting it based on the ACE2 receptors. And from that, we started kind of developing a list of the animals at the zoo that we think would be the highest priority.
The zoo also adds that this vaccine is only available to zoo animals, not pets. I'm Haya Panjwani in Houston.
And I'm Janine Herbst. And you're listening to NPR News.